tree. Happy 4th of July.
I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about henna, 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 henna. Aiko, aiko, ande. Jagamo fino anane. Jagamo finane. Look at my king all dressed in red. Aiko, aiko, ande. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Jagamo finane. Talking about henna, 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 henna. Aiko, aiko, ande. Jagamo fino anane. Jagamo finane. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about henna, 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 henna. Aiko, aiko, ande. Jagamo fino anane. Jagamo finane. See that guy all dressed in green. Aiko, aiko, ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Jagamo finane. Talking about henna, 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 henna. Aiko, aiko, ande. Jagamo fino anane. Jagamo finane. Talking about henna, henna, henna. Aiko, aiko, ande. Jagamo fino anane. Jagamo finane.
To ICAR, that's International Community for Alien Research, www.icar1.com. I should know, I'm Irish.
Whoa! Did you hear?
Listen to the Church of Mavis radio show, hosted by Jeffrey Pritchett, 11 p.m. Eastern, Saturday nights. Follow your weird and journey into the high strange. Be sure to stop by
www.churchofmavisradio.com
for upcoming shows, paranormal news, and show archives. That's
www.churchofmavisradio.com.
The paranormal,
ghosts,
spirits,
demons,
reincarnation,
past lives,
the afterlife,
divination,
exorcisms,
witchcraft,
the unseen.
He's psychic medium Chris George.
And he's Victor the Voice Furman.
We are Second Sight Radio. Join us live
every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time
on the UFO Paranormal Radio Network.
Tune in to The Mind Cemetery with your hosts Chip and Nicole every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Exclusively on the UFO Paranormal Radio Network. We delve into UFOs, abductions, ghosts, aliens, conspiracies, and cryptozoology.
And how could you ever forget about those creepy topics you won't hear on your local news?
This is where I would insert my obligatory skeptical statement. The Mind Cemetery, where the paranoia about the paranormal comes to rest.
Follow us on Twitter and subscribe to us on Facebook. Also, check us out on our website, mindcemetery.com, for show updates and the critically acclaimed Mind Cemetery blog.
It's not critically acclaimed, but you should check it out anyway, mindcemetery.com.
If you are listening to the show and wish to join us in the chat room, visit paltalk.com. Go to the social issues, select Other, and enter the UFO Paranormal Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Benetti, and along with Joe Montaldo, we host News on the Flip Side. Come join us every Saturday night at 7 p.m. Central for our three-hour program. We have opinions on everything, and we're not afraid to share them. False history gets made all day, every day. The truth of the new is never on the news. But you can find it here with News on the Flip Side. Remember, don't be politically correct. Just be correct. Join us.
truth is reality. The connection is you. Check out Catherine Buckley on Truth Connections Radio, Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 107.7 FM, the Paranormal Radio Network. Is reality. The connection is you. Check out Catherine Buckley on Truth Connections Radio, Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 107.7 FM, the Paranormal Radio Network.
You've got to listen to ICAR, that's International Community for Alien Research, www.icar1.com. I should know, I'm Irish.
Have you ever noticed how in Hollywood movies all the villains are played by
If you have a dog with bad breath, you need to watch this video to the end.
We invented a product called Aura.
Have a ball at the Mardi Gras down in New Orleans.
Down in New Orleans.
Oh, come, Hate pooping in public. You know the feeling. Nothing is worse than...
Tell you what's carnival for. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. You know when you get to New Orleans, somebody'll show you the Zulu King. You'll see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. You know you see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. And if you stay right there, I'm sure you'll see the Zulu Queen.
everybody.
Hey, that was rock and roll.
All right. Got the echo and everything. I'm so confused.
Aren't we all, dear?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Citizen Sane Radio. I am Guy Weddle, and I'm joined by my very pregnant, lovely host from Britain, Sasha Christie.
Good evening, everybody.
And we actually, we have someone else with us. Is some old drunk guy. Follow me around. Won't leave me alone.
Yeah, begging you to come on the show. Right.
Yes.
And his name is Alfred Lindberg. And I wanted to bring Alfred on the show this week because a couple of years ago, the UFO community was in a big brouhaha about
for a change.
Yeah, for it was one side against the other, and it was the whole David Jacobs Emma Woods thing. And recently, Alfred wrote a blog post and pretty much notified everybody that David Jacobs successfully had Emma Woods' website taken down.
Nope, didn't say that. Close to it, but I didn't say that, and I can explain. Please continue.
Oh, you are such a wuss.
Libel. We get the libel alarm out.
Now, yeah, and now David's making the rounds right now. He's doing career control. He's going around saying a lot of things about her, that she is just some psycho stalker and
Wait a minute, now, hang on, dude. He's saying that presently?
Yes.
Wow. Now I didn't hear that. I didn't hear it on the show the other night with Joe. And I probably could have listened a little closer, but I'm really surprised that he's going out of his way to actually mention her affair by name.
Yeah, but I guess he did it on Coast to Coast. They did.
True. Now, when's the last time he was on Coast to Coast?
Fairly recently, I believe.
Okay, because I'm thinking along the terms of I think it was almost 2 years ago. I just wrote a thing on it, but it was some time ago. It was at least a couple of years ago that he was on Coast to Coast with George Knapp and pretty much laid her in the weeds by all appearances. But when you parse his language very closely, I think he was making some pretty strange, assertions about himself. All right, that were kind of peculiar. One that springs to mind is he kept calling himself a monster that walks among men.
He was being made out to be a monster.
No. He said that. He said that. I am a monster who walks among men. Now, he said it in the terms of what everybody else was saying about him, right?
Right.
But the admission is still pretty peculiar. And there were a whole bunch of other problems with that whatever he had to say about Emma Woods on that Coast to Coast program with George Knapp. But, when it's all said and done, it was he was trying to justify things that he'd done that, any way you look at it, were awfully damn peculiar. And I have to tell you that I'm saying that from a standpoint of someone who at one time really, really loved Dave Jacobs and Bud Hopkins.
Well, to me anyway, it doesn't matter what his past is, what work he did in the past, okay? Because he essentially, with what he did with Emma, completely poisoned all of his data. Completely. To me. Anyways.
To me too, guys.
Yeah, I mean, he turned anything that he had that the community could rely on as far as science, scientific study, is
or something like that.
Yeah, whatever they want to call it. Because when you're hypnotizing someone across the goddamn Pacific Ocean over the phone, I'm sorry. There's nothing scientific about that. There's nothing scientific about it.
And how about doing it in instant messages, Guy? How about that? How
does that even work? How does that even work? That's just ridiculous.
Listen.
And it's so dodgy doing that. I mean, even if you could hypnotize somebody over the phone, what if they start freaking out and they're on their own? You know
what
I mean?
Here's my opinion. If somebody is going to be, if somebody believes that they've been abducted or someone, you know, basically has gone through the whole motions and that's the conclusion that they come to and they want to be hypnotized, I would highly recommend that they go to a licensed hypnotist that's not in the UFO field.
Yeah, I can't argue with you there.
Because, you know, someone who's in the UFO field is just going to take them by the hand and lead them to what they whatever conclusion that person wants to fulfill their little checkoff list. You know,
and Evan Woods has Dave Jacobs on some tens of hours of tape doing just exactly that. I think leading by any other name would smell as sweet.
Right. And, you know, it just boggles the mind that
I can't understand why she even went for it, to be honest. Why would you even do that? Anybody in the right mind, all right, not all of us are in our right mind, but God Almighty.
Okay,
well, let me say this about that, you know, because I think I could offer some input into that. And let me admit up front that, you know, this woman is on the other side of the world from me, and I haven't, I don't know her from bunny pants in the final analysis, okay?
I've spoken to her many times.
Well, okay, as have I, and that's the point, see? But, I mean, we can't know, but all I was going to tell you is that my impression is that she is inordinately sane. She is loaded with it. Emma Woods was having, well, let me say this real quick. Let me say this real quick, Guy. Emma Woods was having some psychological problems that were making her uncomfortable. She noted them herself. And like any reasonable, sane person, they're going to try to go get help about it, right?
Yep.
So she goes to a licensed, legitimate therapist that is helping her along these lines. And now I don't know how they arrived at this particular conclusion because it seems a little peculiar on its face, frankly. But, hey, I can't do anything for you, the licensed guy says. There's this world-class, very with it, has very high responsibility for doing the right thing and a great reputation. His name is David Jacobs. Why don't you give him a call? Right?
Right.
So she did.
I think during the standard first with her initial psychiatrist,
therapist.
I think...
Yeah, just leave it there. I don't think it was a psychiatrist.
Oh, okay. Well, was she hypnotized by them?
No. It was a mental health professional. Okay. It was traditional treatment.
So maybe when they were in there, while they're talking, she brings up aliens.
Perhaps. I'm not privy to that.
Well, that's why David Jacobs gets called. That's all he does. He's a professor at Temple, yes, but he has this grand scheme from all these people that he's hypnotized that the grays are invading us. I mean, there's this whole agenda. I mean, he's got this whole thing.
It's a bad thing, a very negative thing, a very non-productive thing, a very bad thing for humanity, so he says.
Right.
But
and
also
I'm not going to say anything
a bad thing
about
for the people that are going to him if he's filling them full of the doom of it all. If it's a bad thing and they're here to invade humanity or whatever he's saying, you know, that's not very comforting, is it, when you're going out of your mind?
Yeah,
no, but that's its whole shtick. You know, it's a very bad thing for humanity. We're going to regret when all this stuff plays out. And I have to tell you, you know, back in the day, several years ago, when I still loved David Jacobs, and that, you know, like I thought he was my brother, man. I listened to him speak. I bought his books. I attended his lectures. I talked to him on the telephone. Man, I really thought the guy was a straight-up righteous dude, you know?
Right.
I mean, I can't be getting more plain than that.
Well, he had the credentials.
And he had the credentials, you know, the world-class reputation.
Yeah.
But he has the manner. He has the stick. He has the patter. You know, he can tell you those things that, you know, put you at a degree of comfort. Right?
That's Stephen Greer. He's great. He's a great oratory talker. That's why people like Sean David Morton, David Greer, and some of these, David Wilcox, and a lot of these guys just will not effing go away. They're even Richard Hoagland. They have, you know, essentially never been right. They talk out their ass. All their books are them talking out their ass.
Yeah.
And they have these, you know, millions of people follow them. You know, it's the same with Stan Romanek. You know, you got all these people just, no matter what, you know.
You know, speaking of Stan Romanek, we have to talk about that before the night is through.
Oh, we will. We're going to dedicate
a
very large part of the show to that, because I have a history with that whole thing.
Me too.
Yeah, but don't go there now. Don't go there now.
I'm not going to go there now. No. We're talking about
no spoilers.
Yeah, we're talking about David Jacobs, and I wanted you on the show because I wanted your side of things, Alfred. I know you were involved in this, and me and you, at some point, even though we remained friends and everything, were at kind of odds over this, and for a while, and. You know, I'm someone, I can be at odds with things over people and still be their friend. You know, my thing
yeah,
was
I,
Emma.
I still don't trust you. No, man. You were always a righteous guy. There's no problem with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just lay it out there. You know what I mean? And, you know, you
well,
can
what
lay
your
it
thoughts
out
and
there.
Feelings are, you know. You're
yeah,
you're upfront
I mean,
and honest about your thoughts and feelings. I can dig it. I can rock it.
I'm not going to sit here and make shit about me. You know, it's going to be about whatever's going on. You know,
it's not about
and,
me tonight, baby. It's about everybody else.
Yeah. And Sasha's
about,
the same way. I mean,
yeah,
Sasha's
it's about
like,
Sasha, actually.
She's like the woman version of me. I mean, it's weird. We love all the same old books from, like, the 80s and movies.
Yep.
You know, it's freaky.
Okay.
It's freaky deaky.
It's totally weird. Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have any egos, and that's why we can just plow through all this crap. You know, and we can.
Oh my God, it's getting so difficult though, because there's so much of it. I can feel myself. It's like walking through treacle these days. Before I had this momentum, and it was like, you know, a train out of control with a massive cowbar on the front, and it was all going left and right and up in the air, and I didn't give a toss. And now I'm like, I can't even be bothered getting involved.
I'm the guy at the rock show that you know, stage dives and ends up walking on all the audience, you know, to. You know, get to the other side. I don't get down there in the mosh pit anymore because, one, I'm too old. I'll get murdered. You know, and you know, it's just I equate the UFO community to a, you know, mosh pit at a Slayer show or something. It's just absolutely chaos.
But, you know, one real quick thing about the mosh pit. Man, what's up with that? You know, I watched that thing for years from the very beginnings, right? And I thought, why are those people doing that? They're doing nothing but hurting each other. What's up with
no,
that?
No, actually, they're not hurting each other. People do get hurt in mosh
pits. I beg to differ.
People do get hurt in mosh pits because there's always one idiot in there who, you know, does some stupid things, and the crowd takes care of that person. You know?
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, they police themselves. I've been in some mosh pits.
So it's just
know.
A very physical thing, and you're just in there banging against each other like, man, hey, we're
right.
Here. We're doing it. It's now. That kind of shit.
You leave the concert,
yeah.
And you feel like a new human being. You got all that crap that's, you know, people shitting on you or whatever. You got all that out of your system. You're not going around robbing people, beating people up. You're just chilling out, man.
Man, I think I'm finally beginning to grok the grok bit, man.
Wait for the next show. You know what I mean? It's just there's just something
I prefer the face full of mushrooms and all that.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people do that, you know.
Give me the gas.
Not Terrence McKenna. Not Terrence McKenna. Terrence McKenna wouldn't do it. And man, if Terrence McKenna wouldn't do it, maybe you shouldn't be taking your mushrooms and going to the mosh pit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, my God, no way.
No. I couldn't imagine that. You'd be in the hospital, man. I mean, you'd just freak out. I mean, you would freak out. I couldn't imagine.
Man, there would be aliens sticking their fingers in your eyes, man.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't even drink or do drugs when they get into those pits because you just, your body just, you're at such a heightened level and your body is, you know, at such a heightened level, you don't need any of that stuff and it hinders the fun.
Man, I never even knew there was a mosh pit ethic.
There is, man. Well, for the most part, and there's the idiot crowd.
There's a booklet, mosh pit etiquette.
Yeah, man. Book and everything.
We have one in England, you know.
It's a nod. You nod. You know, like I'm wearing a Slayer shirt, and I see somebody with another rock shirt. We don't. We're instantly connected. We could just go somewhere and talk for, you know. Hours and hours about music.
About Star Wars.
Yeah. You know, hand choppers. Credo choppers.
Liar. Yeah, you really educated me on that, man, because I really had no idea that there was anything going on in there but, you know, kind of like physical violence, and I'm actually relieved and pleased.
Sure,
to hear,
man.
That,
people are it's a form of dance. Those people, a lot of those people are actually, they're dancing in a way. Like punks used to dance, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and there were very few girls in there. You know, any mosh pit that I've seen movies of, there were very few, or if any. I can't recall seeing any actually.
You probably won't be able.
I've seen a few. Yeah, I've seen a few. Or the girls will get their own pit going.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean? Because
there's always some idiot
just
in there.
Always smashing about,
you know,
going on.
Speaking of which,
complex.
You know. Yeah, really. Speaking of which, it's almost like Emma Woods kind of thought she was going to a, you know, polite society of erudite and informed intelligentsia, and ended up being in a mosh pit, you know?
Right. Well, she got exploited by David Jacobs. Okay. I'm not going to say anything about Bud Hopkins. I think I just already said this because he's dead and he was going through a tough time during that time. You know, he was dying. And you know, I just, when it comes to Bud, I just leave that alone. Okay?
I hear what and you're then, saying. I hear what you're saying, dude.
Then,
but I got to say, is that, you know, in the final analysis, he thought his legacy and his memory was more important than the soul of a human being. So, people tell me, people have written to me, you know, how can you talk like that about the dead? Well, fact is, he's got plenty. He's got plenty of people that will carry his banner. And I'm telling anyone listening right now, please step up. Step up. And we'll discuss this like human beings. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep. Oh, I definitely have my opinions about him. I just don't feel like slagging him.
I love the man. He was my grandfather when I had no grandfather.
Yeah, you know, all the information about this is out there. You know, you can go on UFO magazine's blog and do a search for it, and you can read all the...
Change things for the better, whether he made mistakes or not.
Right.
Change things for the better.
You know, speaking of which, you know, you said UFO magazine blog. You know, that may very, very soon be no thing at all. It may disappear, and you know
why?
Yeah,
that's all. Why?
Because have you heard of Sean Mears?
Uh-uh.
Sean F. Mears is an Australian who is let's just call him a very enthusiastic fanboy of David Jacobs. And he reached out as a third person, complained to Emma Wood's website about David Jacobs, a third person now, being slandered, and demanded that if she didn't, essentially take her site down. And what did those people do that owned, or rather officiate Emma Wood's website? Is they took her site down. Presently, Emma Woods has no voice because Sean F. Mears complained about slander that did not exist.
Okay,
when it's the truth, it's not slander. Let me just say that.
Right, right. His voice is on the tapes. He did it. No matter what he says, no matter how much stuff he puts out there in the air to distract all these effing stupid people that continue to follow him, you know, like shiny little things in the air to distract from the real fact that he did this. That's his voice on the tapes. He did it. Period.
Yeah, but people
and if it's true, it's not libel. I'm sorry.
People will put up with whatever a personality does because they want to believe in something. It's part of the belief system.
There is a built... I've been saying this for years. There is a built-in audience of just people that are mentally ill. They're mentally ill. That will follow Dr. that will follow people like Jonathan Reed.
Yeah.
That's not even his real name, people. All this is out there, you know.
And it's not
Stan
even
Romanek, Richard Hoagland. I can go on and on and on. The people on Mars in the 70s. Oh, my God. My God, people. Are you that effing stupid? You're either stupid, completely stupid, or you're ill. Period.
Yeah.
And you're ill. And I will not entertain these people at all. I'll torture them, maybe.
Listen,
but
I'll have fun doing it.
I'll have a lot of fun. I'll be giggling my ass off while I do it. Okay.
But you'll be able to because they'd all just vanish up to Planet Fabulous because of the aliens. He said, I showed my 13-year-old daughter today Dr. Jonathan Reed's magic bracelet video and his fake crowd and, you know, and the flashy lights as he vanishes and then comes back. And she just looked at me and she went, so what, did he do that on Windows Editor?
Yeah, and I blasted Art Bell why he was still, you know, he'd come out and he stole Don Ecker's radio name.
Yeah.
You know, and
he added an S or took one away.
Oh,
I forget
whatever,
which one it is.
Whatever.
Yeah,
Art Bell is just,
yeah, yeah, I bet old Donnie was fit to be tied.
And
my God, he was spitting cowboys.
Oh, I know. I just ripped Art for one, perpetuating. He starts his show, and in the first month, he's got Jonathan Reed on there. Really, really, Art.
That was the first show, wasn't it? Wasn't that the first show?
It was like the fourth show,
next, Cal Korf.
Oh God, he yeah.
Wait. He had Cal Korf on.
No.
Okay.
That would have been beyond the pale.
Cal Korf won't come on any shows.
He won't go back on our show. Not after he had him apologize publicly for all the lies that he told.
I've gone round and round with Cal. He even made a movie about me.
Oh, brilliant.
Because I told him he hasn't exposed anything, that he's just full of crap and he just plagiarizes other people's work and everything. And
Don and Paul Kimball made a song about him. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's very sweary.
Well, Art Bell made him squeal like Ned Beatty in Deliverance.
Yeah.
Then Kevin Randall made him squeal like Ned Beatty in Deliverance.
He looks really bad right now.
And then Kimball made him squeal like Ned Beatty.
Yeah.
He looks really bad right now. On the Cal Korf is an idiot site. he's got a huge ass pot belly. His hair is all over the place. I mean, he looks like a homeless guy.
Well, it's sad for him, and I'm sorry that he's come to that. But damn, what a nutball.
I'm not sorry. The guy, he could have taken all of those psychotic skills that he has. He could have taken all those skills that he used to fool everybody and to lie to everybody and everything, and he could have put that stuff to good use. You know what I mean? And it was just all about his delusions.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Well, and self-aggrandizement, you know, that went a large part of always making the story about him.
Yeah, right. That's it. That's what I say. I bumped into him on the internet. David Chase had put a post up about, the dissent amongst abductees and the kind of one-upmanship that goes on about it. And I made a couple of comments and there was a few things going on. And then he popped up, put a video of his up about some of his research. And I just jumped all over him straight away. And he kept posting these things and going, oh, how very predictable, Sasha. And I was like, it's not predictable because we haven't spoken for 5 years. But what is predictable is that in a thread that is about abductees trying to, you know, gain the upper hand with each other, you're posting things about yourself and your research about Billy Meir. And it's absolutely got no context at all in any of this discussion.
And he stole it from other people.
I know, this is like, it's like you have to turn it into you. This is not about you.
He plagiarizes entire books. He plagiarizes from other people. Entire books, you know.
Well, you know, they always say that the good borrow, but the great steal, and I guess he's not stealing very intelligently.
No, I mean, he was copying and pasting entire...
He wants to be intelligent to steal intelligently.
It was just... I just, you know, I torture him because it's fun.
Yeah.
The only time that I engaged with Cal Corp was to torment him.
Beat him over the head.
And it was a lot of fun, you know, and I giggled my ass off while I did it. And, you know, he did that movie about me, and then he banned me afterwards.
Ooh, damned. Ooh.
You know, he made the video, and then he blocked me so I couldn't respond and everything.
You couldn't comment. So. You couldn't defend yourself. Yeah.
And I went on when I was doing...
Dude, hell, man, you're done. Forget it. Yeah. You know, go put your head in the microwave for 3 minutes on high. It's over.
And, you know, when I was doing the show with Jeff, you know, I got right on there and I was like, woohoo, look at this. Badge of honor, man. You know?
Yeah, I'll tell you, he is a note and a caution and a warning. I don't know what to say about the guy at all anymore. He's
thousands of people follow him and his BS.
Yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? People follow anything. They're just all lost. And there must be...
You know, and I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. In the 90s, I fell for Hoagland's shtick. You know, I've said this before. I didn't fall for Ed Dames and all that remote whatever crap he was doing, but I fell for Hoagland's pseudoscience BS. Some of the reverse speech stuff was very interesting, I thought, and I fell for that, you know. And, you know, I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
You know,
the thing about Hoagland was...
And see, dude, it's different if you follow someone like that. And then you realize that they're full of crap, and then you move on. You know,
yeah,
these people are following someone. They, they're completely outed as a fraud multiple times, and they continue to defend and follow that person.
Yeah, with regard to hope...
Because they don't
want to
be wrong. We'll stick to it all the time. I'm not wrong. Anyway,
I don't know. No, I think it's mental illness. It's mental illness. It's got to be. It's got to be some...
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you know, maybe it's mental illness, or maybe it's just people that have gotten so fed up internally with being bullshitted and lied to by the mainstream and by their governments and by their churches and by, you know, all of their agencies and their institutions, that, you know, they're just trying to grasp around for whatever truth they can get their hands on.
And I get that. I get that. But when they, when that truth is completely exposed as something that's fabricated, it's, you know, they're no difference from the whatever they were running from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
They're not learning any lessons. I take everything with a grain of salt, and I sit way up on my fence, and I just watch this community cannibalize itself and just eat each other alive. and it's
but some of
amazing
them
how there's always something there
on the
to eat, though, you know.
There is. It's never going to go away, Alfred. It's been this way, you know, since the whole thing in the late 40s, 50s started. You had, you know, the lunatic fringe came out, and they've never gone away. In the 80s, you had the whole BBS crowd, and then John Lear with all his stuff that he did, and with, you know, Bob Lazar and all that stuff, and then you had Clifford Stone. You know, those guys just come out of the woodwork, and pretty soon, in ufology, you know, all this folklore, you know, the Phil Schneiders and the cavern with the, you know, the aliens and the, you know, the CIA and the gunfight and all that stuff. All that folklore is seen as truth now. You know, it's why mainstream or any type of public recognition or any type of public acknowledgement of this phenomena does not happen, because that lunatic parade and those people that follow that parade or stand at the sides and salute and watch as they all walk by is the face of ufology.
Yeah. It's, I think it's the reverse that of that, people, actually, dude.
That's what the people the on the outside see.
Yeah. I think it's the reverse of that. Because it's not so much the way you've just described it. It's science has absolutely no intention of looking at it in any shape, way, manner, or form.
No, they are. Because there are theoretical physicists, because of Stanton Friedman and a couple other people, that are
so
looking
we
at.
We can theorize about everything.
Okay, you're talking about
die.
The secret college, right?
Well, whatever. You know, you have there are a lot of theoretical physicists and stuff like that that believe that we can be visited, and that something as big as an aircraft carrier, you know, 100 feet off the ground, can take off in a blink of an eye and not destroy 20 miles of ground and trees and everything else.
Yeah.
If the medical profession just theorized about curing cancer, we'd all be up in arms. Theorizing doesn't do anything. I'm not interested in theories. They're all very well and good, but the actual work that is being done is...
They have nowhere to start, Sasha. They have no baseline of data to start doing any survey.
Well, they're not really provided one by the system. You know,
no, because everybody's running around jerking themselves off trying to sell a book or trying to get on TV. There's no consensus, of the majority of the people. Yeah, people like Richard Dolan, and he's got a crowd of people that he works with, and they do good work, for the most part. Grant Cameron, Graham Hancock. There's a lot of people in this field.
Yeah, but you've got an entire UFO industry in America. It's just something that we do not have over here. We've got that. You've got, and that UFO industry covers
isn't
everything
an absolute
from.
Joke.
Yeah, you have an anti-UFO industry over there, don't you?
It's tabloid.
We've
tabloid
got nothing here.
Is what it is.
No, we've got nothing over here anymore. Since Graham Birdsall died, I mean, this is the whole thing. Because he was such a celebrity figure, when UFO magazine was operational over here, the conferences were going, they were packed out, great speakers. When he died, the whole scene died, because he was the only person in this country that had it going on who could afford to go overseas to America, to Italy, to Mexico, meet with these people, schmooze with these people, go to all the conferences, do all the connecting, all the rest of it, to have his face in there, to even be, you know, a part of it all. Now, because we've got no UFO or industry of any kind here apart from very small conferences, then, you know, we can't do that. Nobody can afford to pay for anybody to come over here or go over there. You know, it's like...
And for what? Nobody's going to fall under anyone's leadership.
I know, but for it to be going on and for people to be heard in this country, we need a celebrity figure like that, with that kind of impact, with that kind of... with those connections and friendships. Because otherwise, that's the only thing that keeps it going. And what supports all that is the little people doing all the little conferences you know, and all the little groups and what have you, and then they all go to these other conferences and they give them all their money so that they can keep going. But the other, it doesn't happen in reverse.
Listen,
so
all of these conferences are a complete effing joke. They are a joke.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
You know what? Yeah, but nobody, they're just preaching to the choir at these conferences, Sasha. Nobody's going. Nobody from the general public's really going to these conferences. How does that spread the word? You know what I do? I see all these doctors now, and nurses will make idle chit chat, or somebody will make idle chit back, and they'll be like, "Oh yeah, what do you do?" And I'm just like, "You know, not much. You know, I'm pretty much disabled, and I do this internet radio show about the paranormal." And then all of a sudden, they turned and they realize that they can talk to me without being ridiculed. And they're immediately comfortable in telling me things in their life that have happened. It's everywhere that I go. And those are the people that I want to talk to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to have my doctor's nurse on here who just, you know, blew me away with a lot of stuff that she said happened in her life. You know what I mean? I mean, this is my vice president of HR. Just, I was afraid to even broach the subject because, you know, the people get fired for talking about stuff like that. You know what I mean? Oh, he made me uncomfortable with ghosts and, you know, all that. And all of a sudden she starts talking about how she has a twin and they know what each other's thinking. And we talked for like 3.5 hours. It was like midnight on a Friday before I left work because this person actually came to me afterwards and said, "Thank you for letting me talk about that and not ridiculing me and thinking that, you know, I'm an idiot." And that's what people are afraid of, and they have these alpha people.
But,
you know,
but Guy, if that was the case, if it wasn't the general public that were being reached, who is it that is researching it or looking at it on the internet? Because it's the second most looked at topic after religion.
The general public.
That is the general public.
Asian aliens is a huge hit. Many people believe that. My boss, who's a right wing Republican and all this stuff, you know, found out I was doing this show. We started talking, and he goes, "The Nephilim was aliens." I mean, he just exploded with all of this stuff that he wanted to talk about. You know what I mean? A lot of people do not buy, even Christians, Mormons, a lot of people, do not buy what religion is selling them as far as that goes. They know something's up. You know, they know something's up, whether it's whatever. I'm not going to even speculate because...
But you know how hard it is to get past a certain level in this field. Because there's all that hubbub going on, and it is, they're all boxed here. So people like you and me are never going to get past and up there anyway, even if we did have that.
I don't care. I don't care about...
No, but what I'm saying is, if it's like that for us and we're batting away here, then other people like the general public are not ever going to even bother trying, because as soon as they're looking on it, all they see is everybody's stabbing each other in the head verbally.
People... people from the general public who you know, maybe they watch Ancient Aliens, maybe they believe in UFOs. You know, it doesn't matter how many people – I hear this stuff from Ancient Aliens. I hear this stuff from religious people, and they say, well, 70% of the people on the planet believe in God, so it must be true. You know, Ancient Aliens, you know, Mr. William Burns, get on there. And who I love, you know, I like Bill. I like Bill a lot. Yeah, I have nothing really to say, but, you know, he's on Ancient Aliens or something like that, and he'll say, well, they just did a poll that 55% or 60% of the world believe in UFOs. You know, that doesn't make it fact. I mean, just that statement alone should have been cut out.
Oh, I know. And for every single person that said they believe in the UFOs in that 60% as a different belief from the other 59, you know, whatever, however many, but you know what I'm saying. There's as many belief systems as there are people, so
yeah.
That is just so wildly broad ranging. It means
and I don't even contemplate that stuff. I go outside and look at the stars, and I'm completely humbled by what I see. I'm humbled by people like Carl Sagan. Say what you want about the guy. He did not believe in the beginning of his – towards the end of his career, he kind of, in so many words, believed in alien life and that it's possible that we can be contacted and that sort of thing. I think – I don't know if it was his age or because of his disease or whatever. But the guy, when he talks – you're immediately humbled by the things that he says, factual things about
Did he say that if there was an intelligence out there, they would contact us? They would contact us in our dreams.
Yeah. They're not going to land.
So when people say, people will quote Sagan, but when an abductee says something like that, they'll shove it away. But if you put it in context with that, would they consider it?
Because. When you start talking about abductees, a lot of things that people say is, well, why them? Why not me? What makes them so special? Or the giggle factor, this person's insane.
Ha ha ha, you're mentally ill. Ha ha ha, we're going to laugh.
Right, but when someone like that who's got all this credibility and says something like that, who is strictly by the book, science-wise, and then all of a sudden he comes out and starts talking about this esoteric stuff, you sit down and you listen. And it's not right. There are a lot of people, everyday people, that run into people like David Jacobs, and some of these other charlatans, when they're trying to reach out and deal with this new reality that they're dealing with. Somebody who's dealing with the paranormal, whether it be UFOs, ghosts, the occult. I've walked down many paths, and my reality is completely different from the person that's just running around trying to pay their bills and their mortgage and everything like that. Those people live in a very, very, very tiny world.
Don't blame them.
No, I don't. I don't. I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying their reality is very small. Just running around like an ant or whatever, however you want to phrase it. Okay. Then you have people like Sasha who has these just insane experiences all through her life. And I've known her for, 4 years now?
Oh, God.
And I've watched you deal with this. I've watched you suffer. Watched you lose relationships. lots of things.
Yeah. And, everything. I lost everything, including my mind.
it's a PTSD type thing that happens.
Whirlwind. Hurricane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And especially
but
when
I got well. I got well. And that's the thing, because I really wanted to
do that.
And you
again
know how I got well by not listening to all the bullshit.
The new hybrids DNA.
You investigate your own experience. Don't worry about other people's stuff.
I investigate the science that I could apply, the medical conditions that could apply. I don't just look at the experience. I look at anything that could have caused it. What is this? What is that? And that's why the skeptics like me. That's why the skeptics in this country have had me talk at their conferences twice, because I don't have a belief system. I stick to what I've got, and I try and find some reason for it, and I for the most part stand there handing them their narratives back, well not them back, but handing them problems with them and suggestions on how they could further it, or that kind of thing.
Well, you got to do that little checklist.
Because,
you know,
I
like
just
when you see something,
in the sky
or something. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And you need to go down that checklist. And
the,
what happens
if I
wanted is
a belief system. Oh my God! Just close your eyes and jab your finger into the internet and pull one out. You know what I mean?
No, that's like you might as well stick your hand in a big thing of scorpions or something, man. You know, scorpions that want to eat your flesh off your bones. That's
it'll
that
be
type
now.
Of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. that's you know, and listen, this community is no different from academia. Those people, academia is probably worse.
Academia has regulations, it has rules, it has standards.
But
this
those people
no rules, no standards, no regulations, nothing.
over it's stuff. Just, I mean, they will just kill careers, and they're you know, discredit each other and just. They're no different. It's just
people and we're all killing.
Yeah, they're no different. They're no different, and they henpeck and they pick and they bitch and they. I have several scientists on my news feed, and you gotta read some of the crap, you know, that they post, and it's like, F you, dude, you are such a dick. You're just such a pompous prick.
They don't beat you with intelligence. They beat you with kind of arrogance. I'm in a helium 3 lunar mining group.
They're hubris for a cudgel.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, folks.
We gotta go
away for 10 minutes, so Job can pay some bills.
We shall come back and cudgel some more.
Yeah, we'll be back in 10 minutes and. Yeah, we'll continue this, and we'll get into the Stan Romanek thing. And I love doing these types of shows, by the way.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? I've been too well-behaved. I've not been very controversial for ages.
Have I dropped an F-bomb yet? I don't think you've been really good.
You said F-ing. You've been very good.
All right, Joe, take us away, man.
Yeah.
Whoa! Did you hear?
Listen to the Church of Mavis radio show, hosted by Jeffrey Pritchett, 11 p.m. Eastern, Saturday nights. Follow your weird and journey into the high strange. Be sure to stop by
www.churchofmavisradio.com
for upcoming shows, paranormal news, and show archives. That's
www.churchofmavisradio.com.
If you are listening to the show and wish to join us in the chat room, visit paltalk.com. Go to the social issues, select other, and enter the UFO Paranormal Radio Network.
The paranormal,
ghosts,
spirits,
demons,
reincarnation,
past lives,
the afterlife,
divination,
exorcisms,
witchcraft,
the unseen.
He's psychic medium Chris George.
And he's Victor the Voice Berman.
We are Second Sight Radio. Join us live
every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time
on the UFO Paranormal Radio Network.
You've got to listen to ICAR, that's International Community for Alien Research, www.icar1.com. I should know, I'm Irish.
Truth is reality. The connection is you. Check out Catherine Buckley. Truth Connections Radio, Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 107.7 FM, the Paranormal Radio Network.
Cemetery with your hosts Chip and Nicole every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Exclusively on the UFO Paranormal Radio Network. We delve into UFOs, abductions, ghosts, aliens, conspiracies, and cryptozoology.
And how could you ever forget about those creepy topics you won't hear on your local news?
This is where I would insert my obligatory skeptical statement. The Mind Cemetery, where the paranoia about the paranormal comes to rest.
Follow us on Twitter and subscribe to us on Facebook. Also, check us out on our website, mindcemetery.com, for show updates and the critically acclaimed Mind Cemetery blog.
It's not critically acclaimed, but you should check it out anyway. Mindcemetery.com.
Stan, the whole Stan Romanek debacle. If it wasn't a debacle already, which it was, now it's
the only word for it.
Very interesting. But I want to say something first. Somebody that I used to respect a lot, which I really don't now, Jeremy Vaney, Sasha Christie posted a open letter from him on my Facebook feed. Just Guy Weddle, it's public. You can go there and read it. And it is a very somewhat heartfelt, I don't know what else to say, very heartfelt musings of what's going on right now with Stan. Why are we continue to allow these people to function in our space while we're trying to figure this stuff out?
You're saying, are we so desperate to believe in these things?
Well, we are.
That we would still continue to hold somebody in such high regard when these charges have been brought against him. Are we that desperate to believe when there's somebody...
And it's the theme that we've been talking about in the first hour. You have people that are horrible, awful people, for the most part, commit fraud, they lie, and they're proven hoaxers, and people continue to follow them.
Fly that flag.
And,
Because there's nothing there to take their place.
Right. It's just mental illness. That's all that I can say. Because nobody's that stupid and can get through life. I'm sorry. To really just think of my species and all the things that we've done in life, all the science and all the, there's good people out there and all the good things that we do.
Guy, don't you think that if there's nothing but bullshit, bullshit is all you can reach for?
True.
No, I don't believe that, because that's people not taking responsibility for themselves. They're letting other people create.
Yeah, I think it's up to all of us. I think it's up to all of us, because, like I said before, there's no standards, rules, or regulations. So we almost have to police each other.
Nobody's going to police each other. Okay?
Well, no, but it's like
taking responsibility for their own reality. They're letting other people create their reality.
Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah.
They're not. Because it's easy. Easy to do that. If you want to read.
Yeah, but Guy, there's no good information there generally.
No, there isn't.
No, people didn't know where to start. But that's not an excuse. That wasn't an excuse for me. It wasn't an excuse for Sasha. It's not an excuse for you, Alfred. Okay? People need to take responsibility and own their own lives.
Well, I can't argue
that. They need to grow and learn as people, just as I did, just as many other people that I know.
Well, what you mean is they need to stop looking to other people for the answers to their own lives.
Right. And they continue to do that, and that mankind has always done that.
Yeah.
Always. Since, they saw the stars in the sky and they saw a cloud and, that's some crazy crap. That must be some, in the sun and the moon, there must be somebody higher and better than me. I have to bow down to that now.
Well, we do externalize everything, don't we?
Yeah, and it's no different now. It isn't. If you tear all the noise and all the visceral stuff out of the way, we're no different than we were back then. We're not. Sorry.
Humor con men, maybe.
Yeah. Well, human nature. I'm sure they were doing that back then. Some guy scamming some guy out of his spear.
Look over there, Nick.
You know, yeah. And hitting his wife on the head and dragging her away. You know, believe me, they were doing that back then. They were
doing stuff.
You know, stealing
That's
some guy's
wife.
Coconuts. Stealing his coconuts or something, you know, or whatever. Whatever they had back then. Okay? They were ripping each other off and doing all that stuff back then. Okay? That's why we have millions of laws on the books, because humans are dicks. They're dicks to each other, you know, and to everything else around them, and that's why we have the laws. Period. That's why we have the laws, because that's why they have laws that say you can only drive 55 miles an hour here, because people didn't drive 55 miles an hour before. They drove 100 miles an hour.
No, because
whatever they were doing
was more
important. Whatever they were doing was more important than this guy with his family in the car. You know what I'm saying? That's who we are as a species. It's sad. And it's sad. Okay?
Okay.
If you want to,
it may be the reason for our quarantine.
Yeah,
definitely. Listen, if you want to read Jeremy Vaney's open letter to ufology, you can either go on my page on Facebook, just look up Guy Weddle. It's public. Anybody can go there. Or you can go to
jay.wordpress.com.
jay.wordpress.com. I'm not a big fan of him, but I'm giving him props.
No, but it is a
writing
good
a very good, yeah,
yeah.
For writing a very heartfelt letter, nailed it right on the head, and
but
I was
he's
nodding.
He's been attacked now. He's been attacked now for spreading lies and dissent.
Whatever.
In the field.
You know, I'll
jump at
this corner.
How can they say that he's spreading lies and dissent in the field when that's all it is?
It's always what it is. It's never been any different since day one. There's always been somebody with their little theory that they're trying to ram down everybody's throat, and everybody's got something to say. It's a bunch of
stupid. It's okay to have theories, though. There's nothing wrong with having theories. But it's when you decide that that's the only one.
It's when you can't have a conversation with somebody about stuff and theorize about things. Me and you do it, Sasha. We disagree all the time on stuff. You know what I mean? I disagree with Alfred on a lot of stuff. We can have a conversation and not kill each other and think, you know, that you're scum or whatever for whatever
well,
reason.
Well, I'm not going to kill you, but you are still scum.
I am. I'm pirate scum. You know.
Yes. Yes.
Pirate. Yeah.
You know, interesting enough, you were mentioning that JVay site, Jeremy Vaney's website, where he talks about various and sundry things, and there's a lot of really interesting Emma Woods information at that site too, current and up to date, and it's happening right now because, as I was saying last hour, this third person has reached out and silenced Emma Woods essentially, so. The information about her abuse vis-a-vis Dr. David Jacobs can't get out anymore.
Well,
you know?
maybe he needs some of his own medicine.
I'm sorry, what?
Maybe that guy needs some of his own medicine.
Yeah.
You know, and Sasha and I have no fear. I fear no man. I fear nothing. I don't fear death. Because of what's happened to me in my life, I have no fear. I'll charge right at him. You know, what's he going to do to me?
Yeah, power cords from an electric guitar will do that for you.
That's right, man. I will blast him with just the worst, most disgusting death metal that, you know. Or, you know, I'll draw a circle.
Runes, for God's sakes, man. Power cords from an electric guitar.
I can always draw a circle on the ground and send him some love. And they can whisper sweet nothings in his ear, you know, until he starts, you know, scraping the skin off his face. Would that be nice and pleasant? You know, him sitting in a closet somewhere in a pile of his own shit and piss and vomit.
That is delightful.
I actually want to do that. It would probably kill me. I'd probably end up dead. I'd have to give up my whole life or something. But, you know, people like that just need to be slapped down onto the ground very hard.
Are we still talking about David Jacobs?
I don't know. What's
the mirrors guy.
Well, yeah, his agent, that is to say. Sean F. Mears, his third party. He's a third stringer groupie that thinks he's in the band. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's in someone else's sunshine. He's one of these people that walk around in other people's sunshine and associate themselves with that person or persons and it.
Yeah, but what he's been doing, Guy, is he's been slapping the wasp's nest. And I can't imagine how David Jacobs is going to be at all pleased by that.
Well, you never know. We're talking about it now because he did it.
Well, talking about it, but not talking about it in a productive and inspired and appreciative and constructive way. We decry the activity. We you know, try to demean any and all that he's come up with. I just can't imagine that he'd be pleased with that.
That's true. I'm sure he just wants it to all go away.
Yeah, so he could continue to sell his books.
Yeah. And what if, you know, what should have happened with David Jacobs was that all the dissenters, all of the people that lined up against him, should have went directly to Temple University and inundated those people with just letters and emails and phone calls and just harassed them to the point to where they said, David, goodbye. We cannot deal with this anymore. Get out. That's what should have happened.
Well, it's not like they didn't get notice.
Temple University basically said, yeah. Temple University basically
complaints. There were official complaints right from the start.
Because
what David Jacobs was doing was he was publishing his correspondence on Temple University letterhead. You know, now that's an indicator that there is an association there, you know, and if it's an implied thing and it's not real, well, then what can it be called but fraud?
Sure. You could have thrown a lawsuit at them.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there and say that if people say lawsuit like it's an easy thing. There's a guy named Rich Reynolds who told a similar story about me trying to shut me down. He slandered me trying to shut me down. And, man, I went right to his home state, contacted lawyers in that home state, and, buddy, it takes a lot of money to prime the jurisprudent pump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not something that you do lightly. And, oh, by the way, if you lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's sad.
It's an ugly scene. You know, the only thing that remains for people like myself, people like Emma Woods, is the court of public opinion. You know, keep banging our gums together in a righteous way. And, I can't see how Dr. David Jacobs was in any way plussed up by any of the attention that he's gotten vis-a-vis Emma Woods.
Yeah, it's all bad.
All bad, yeah.
You know, and that's I don't know. I don't know. You know, he had a lot of people just blindly.
He had me. I was enthralled. I was on the edge of my chair for everything that came out of his mouth. I thought the guy was a real warrior. I thought the guy was, you know, a lion heart. But no, he was a betrayer, in my opinion.
Well, this is how I felt about Stan, because I was, I believed him. I believed, and I still do believe he's had an experience, but I do not believe he's Alien at the Window video.
No. So, I can't.
This is rolling now.
The first time I heard Stan Romanek was on the Paracast, and he was just a mess. His whole story was a mess.
I felt really betrayed, do you know what I mean? Because I'd listened to him. I'd listened to him talking on shows and
He's
stuff.
He's a great orator.
Then I started watching his videos, and it was just like, no,
like
I'm not
having
that. Yeah, but then when I was approached to do that Spirits and Shadows symposium in Edinburgh a couple of years ago, and I was approached by Yari Mikola and asked to do it, and he was told that I was told that Coca-Cola were sponsors and all the rest of it. It was this really big affair, and it ended up that anyone who was anyone was talking on this thing. Loads of famous abductees, Travis Walton, Whitley Strieber, you know, all that. And then Stan started joining in on the conversations, and you know, it turns out that you know, the alien Audrey that appears, the metallic voiced entity that interrupts his conversations, she made an appearance and was telling me, I was having this conversation with this alien, okay, and she was telling me that Starseed, which is Stan, they were going to show up for Starseed. And so when I questioned that, they said that Starseed was different. So I was like, okay, so now I'm talking to an alien on Skype, and this alien is telling me that Stan Romanek is the single most important person in the whole of the world.
He's a second effing coming, man.
Right, okay.
You know, it's Jeebus, man. He's on the cross.
But the whole conversation was so stilted and weird. And Stan claimed that he couldn't hear Audrey speaking. So I recorded it. I filmed my laptop, and it was so contrived. But then it turned out they were telling me in this film conversation after Audrey had, you know, exited stage left, that Yari was the person who had been doing all the filming of Stan from the beginning when Audrey started making these appearances. Lo and behold, Audrey hasn't appeared for years, and suddenly appears to talk to me, you know, when we're going to be doing this conference. So, you know, I obviously realized quite suddenly that this was just a massive, massive sham. But since then, right, now, Stan Romanek puts a video online every time he farts, okay? He goes to the toilet, we've got a video of it. Okay, anything, he's flicking things past his own face, you know, all that crap, right? Why has he never once asked me for that recording? Why has he never once mentioned it? Why has he never once asked anybody else to ask me or to bring it up or to make a big deal about it for me to bring it out? Right, why, when this Audrey is an integral part of his story and his journey and all this, you know, this Audrey was also saying that how they were helping this conference happen. It was meant to be. It was definitely going to go ahead. It was going to be a great success, etc., etc. It still hasn't happened yet. When I dropped that, the whole thing fell apart. When I said I'm not having anything to do with this, and obviously I've had people say, I want to hear it, I want to hear it. So I'm not getting involved, because I'll tell you why I don't want to get involved, is because I can't be bothered with the bloody bullshit that I will get from all of his bloody cronies. You know, all these super fans, or anything, because whenever you say anything, like when I brought out the Rendlesham theory of mine, you'd think that I'd taken a crap in the Holy Grail, do you know what I mean, and then thrown it over a cliff, because, you know, I got attacked by everybody. Even John B. Alexander came crawling out of his cave, you know, the lot of them, Robert Hastings, the rest of it, 9,000 hits in one day.
Starseed, Audrey, the alien, had nothing better to do
than
humanity
than
talk to you on Skype about a conference.
Yeah.
Okay, those aliens then are effing worthless. Okay? They're worthless.
Especially when they were engineering it as well.
They are traveling across space and time and dimension, and they're on Skype talking to you about a conference.
Yeah.
So am I. Listen, I do not believe for one second that Stan Romanek had any experiences. When he first came out, he came out with an entertainment lawyer as his manager. This was all concocted from the beginning. All of it.
Well,
every
I
bit
can
of
only talk about what I know, and that is my experience.
Well, I've interviewed him and Lisa twice, very lengthy. The first time I interviewed Stan Romanek, it was 3 hours with Jeff on Mavis. It was like our third interview, okay?
Yeah.
I promised Jeff when we did that that I would not be hostile.
Behave. Yeah. Behave yourself. Yeah. How did that work out for you?
And I did behave, you know. During the second interview, not so much.
Mm.
But, you know, I caught Lisa in a lie. And listen, man, that whole Muppet thing, it's just a thing to keep him in the news. And then you got someone like Peckman, who's an idiot, going on Letterman and showing the video. And Stan Romanek said to me, he described the alien, what it looked like, as it was running away from his window. And he exactly, perfectly, down to a T, described the aliens that are in the movie The Arrival. The way they talked, the way their hands were, the way their heads were, down to a T. Like he was sitting there looking at it, describing it to me. And all I could do was just, I could just laugh, you know, just dude, you know. And he starts talking about how these girls are showing up, and then they don't show up on camera, and they're disappearing, and they show up at parties, and people are breaking into his house, and you know, nobody's breaking into his house. Stan is saying, somebody broke into my house, and 100,000 people will believe that the government or whoever broke into his house and was trying to do stuff.
Why is it always the government? He's saying that his computer was hacked. Okay.
Why is it
the government, though? Why, if his computer was hacked, why does the automatic assumption that it's the government? Why isn't it some spotty little nerd? You know what I mean?
Man. They are so compartmentalized.
I've been hacked. I didn't go, oh, the government, it's the government. When I went through my log files, I found out it said somebody had left a guest file there for me to see. It said anonymous. You know, like...
I've opened up my router and just counted my software router, just counted all of the hits, hundreds and hundreds a day, from different IPs around the world of people trying to get into my system. Okay?
That's really boring.
What they do is, people like Anonymous or whatever, if they put their eyes on you or your group or whatever, they send out bots. And they start hitting your website looking for a way in. That's where all those hits come from. It's like, oh, wow, I got 100,000 hits today. My website's rocking. Those aren't people looking at your content. Those are bots trying to break in and not only click down your website, but go to the host site. And that's what they're after. They're after the host site. And they're trying to get in through your website. And what they do once they get in the host site, then they start getting into bank accounts. They start getting into the actual people who hold the domain. And that sort of thing. So that's what they're doing. That's what they do. The government.
Well, I know that it has been a hack because my time synced with somewhere in America.
Right.
Or an IP
that's
syncing
up to a server
in America.
Your router is syncing up to a specific server. I mean, there's actual Windows servers that manage time for networks that go all over the place that, you know, connect
but,
in Britain.
You know, I mean, I think it's completely unreasonable to assume that if you've been hacked, it's unreasonable to assume immediately that it's the government.
No.
Especially when you're a personality like that, and anybody would want to cause trouble for you.
Just because of Stan's past record, I'm going to sit here and say that it is my belief that Stan downloaded those images and that Stan is a pedophile. And they've been watching him do that for years. And they do that because they want to take down the network where he's getting it from. So they will follow him, essentially, as long as he's not a big-time distributor or actually making the porn. You know, these guys trade this probably the same pictures. You know, some of them are probably 20 years old. You know, there's a lot of just stuff going around. And I think in the United States, it's illegal to take a adult or a 18, 19-year-old picture of an 18, 19-year-old and put a young child's face on it, you know, like Photoshop, and then trade
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
That is illegal.
Yeah,
Alyssa Milano went through that. In fact, she's the one, her and her mother got a lot of these laws passed because of that. They were taking her face and putting them on, you know, when she was like 13, 14, and putting them on of-age teenagers in different forms of undress, and it exploded all over the Internet, you know. And, you know, that's where all that – you can't do that. That's considered child porn.
Yeah. What did Romanek do for a living?
He doesn't do anything for a living. He lives on donations and sales of his shtick.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what his profit margin is on that stuff. I wonder how much money he is indeed making.
He's making a lot of money, Alfred. Enough money to move from where he was at, I think, down south to Colorado and buy a new house, you know, and all that, you know.
Wow.
So, I mean, Greer, David Wilcox, these guys make an absolute mint milking people. A complete mint.
I think Audrey's breaking in.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can do that and look at yourself in the mirror. That and any of the other things that he might be doing. And I wanted to ask you, too, you know, you might have some knowledge or expertise of this, but how easy would it be for a government agency to create a hidden hard drive on your computer and dump a lot of incriminating pictures and what have you?
Why?
Well, I mean, if they wanted to do it, could they do it?
It would take cooperations from they would need a warrant from a court because the ISP is not going to let them in. And believe me,
a warrant's out of the question because they're putting you know, whoever's doing this, you know, let's call it government, some agency, I don't know, you know, but they're trying to get you for some reason. Now,
listen, the Internet, nobody is an anonymous on the Internet, even the government, even the NSA. They are not anonymous. They cannot secretly piddle around. They can do it. They're smart, and they can do things to where if they did do things, and that's a huge, massive if, the sign, you know, the size of Mount Everest, okay? If they did do that, and you had a lawyer that was worth his ilk, okay, he could subpoena that computer, and they could do forensics on all those logs. Okay, everything is logged. Everything, they're going through different routers. They're going through switches. They are going through just a whole menagerie of things to get to Stan's computer. And there are every little thing down to the smallest bit is logged. Understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
There's a trail. Stan can go on his computer right now, probably, or in his router that's on his desk, and there was a log of what happened. There's a log of everything that's transpired on that computer. I can go into my router right now and look in there. Sometimes it only keeps it for a day. Sometimes it keeps it for a week, whatever. You you know, there's a default thing. But that same log is at the ISP level. It's in a switch somewhere. It's in a router. Okay, it's there. If the government is doing that, they can't go in there and hide their tracks, because data is flowing to all these other people. And if they go in there and they start manipulating a router, a port on a router, if they start going in there and they start messing with stuff, it's going to cause a lot of problems just in general for the Internet. ISP's not going to tolerate that. Believe me, they have their own departments that just sit there and they look. These network engineers, all they do is monitor the traffic. Okay?
Huh.
So a agency in NSA or whoever, Homeland Security, that just sit there and they monitor these child porn groups. They get in there. They get in these groups, or they hack them and they get in there. Okay? And they look at IPs. And they can easily tell or get a subpoena or get whatever and go to the ISP and say, we want to look at this IP address. We're going to monitor him because we believe he's doing this. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, no ISP in their right mind is going to say, you know, not going to let them look at Stan's traffic.
Yeah.
Not looking at his computer, they're looking at his traffic.
Yeah.
Where he's getting the data. And they know he's downloading it because they're there in the group watching him do it.
Okay, so essentially what you're telling me is that it's virtually impossible for the government, because they want to take him down for his UFO activities, to plug in a bunch of dirty pictures on his personal computer.
Yeah, it would be an absolute nightmare. I mean, I could see a whole I don't know, a whole group of people, and they do a whole thing where they're going to take a bunch of people down. If they wanted to take someone down like that, it would require an enormous amount of resources for them to do that. And Stan Romanek is nobody. He's nobody.
Well, they're not really interested in taking somebody down for faking videos, are they?
No. He's nobody. Absolutely nobody.
No, in fact, you know, he would be in their service.
Yeah,
sure,
but
it
doesn't matter, though, does he? Sorry.
They found him in a group on Yahoo or some private website that the Child Pornography Task Force had already identified and had access to, and they observed him downloading and trading these images. They went in and they got his IP. Now, it's a dynamic IP address, which means it's not static, which means you can change that IP address. You can change it. You can go on your router and change it. Okay? You got to reboot. You got to do a bunch of stuff. But see, it doesn't matter, because you're going back to the same groups that are being watched, and they're just getting your new IP address. It's very easy. And that's all logged. All of that's logged. Everything is logged.
For the police to bring charges against him, they had to have found more than a dozen images. And from
300.
That was in 2009. This time he's been charged with 20.
Oh, okay.
But basically, they have to be from different dates, not on the same date, so it's not the set, and not the, you know, so it's not anything that is coming in a packet with anything else.
Right.
Basically, because I've got a friend who works for the police, and he forensically examines photographs and videos for child porn, indecent images, to identify whether it is or not, and then to categorise it. And basically, if his only defence is that he's being hacked, it's down to him to prove it, because they will not take an interest in that. They found him with it, caught red-handed, there you go. So he's going to have to find these hacks to prove his innocence, and they're not easy to find if it has been a hack, and it is something like that. It's very, very difficult to find, so he probably won't find it. But if it's somebody like just
he's got a public defender.
Trolling
so,
him,
so he's got a public defender, so he's screwed.
But, yeah, basically, he's going to get 10 years unless he plea bargains, and he might get 6.
Right.
No matter what happens.
You know, he was beat up in his mailbox over this. He went to his mailbox, and either a neighbor or someone who knew who he was kicked his ass outside his house for it, for doing this. He is not going to be he won't be in the general population, because they'll kill him. Prison, when if for some reason you can do anything you want in prison to get into prison, but if you mess with a kid, you know, you're done. You're a special type of evil. And these people will, you know, they'll mark you. I mean, I just read a thing where they carved some stuff in a guy's forehead. You know, they held him down and they cut him up, you know. So when he gets out of prison, he's going to have this stuff on his head, you know, just like in Inglourious Basterds where they're carving swastikas in people's heads, you know. Stan Romanek, and, you know, I don't know if I feel sorry for Lisa or not. I'm indifferent.
I do.
I'm indifferent, actually, you know, because she's in on this whole hoax thing.
Yeah, but that's completely separate, right? That, I mean, when it comes to something like this, if you can't put yourself in that person's position and think that is pretty shit, that is horrible, you know, and you think you know a person, etc., you know, then, you know, you need your wiring checking, because it is pretty awful for somebody, even if he was hoaxing everything to do with the ET stuff, that doesn't mean she should be given a hard time.
You know what, I'm numb to
I'm not defending
charlatans
anybody,
and
because
I don't know
if it's true or not. I know that I think, from my experience with him, that he's a hoaxer of his UFO stuff. I don't know about this. I don't believe he's been hacked. I don't believe that. I find it very difficult to believe.
No, I'm getting hacked.
That, but, you know, it's hard to sort of get your head around something like this.
It's another lie. Why should we believe Stan Romanek was hacked? First of all, why? Why would people put that on his computer?
Because he's an annoying faker.
He's nobody.
Some spotty nerd who's got nothing better to do might have done something like
that. Sasha, to that end, he was in their service as a disinformation guy.
Yeah.
He is a
liar. That's what I'm kidding, actually.
And
that's
a fraud.
What
makes, why should I believe him now?
Yeah.
And he's nobody. It's like all these conspiracy people are running around saying, oh, they blew up the Boston Marathon, all this stuff. All I can ask them is, why? Why would they do that? Do you understand the logistics involved in doing something like that? Having a script and actors and all this stuff.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins.
They're now saying that all the original guys, they were MI5 agents. They've been whipped off, replaced by actors, blood thrown all over the place.
Doing some retaliation for something. I don't remember exactly what it was.
He said it for killing all their women back home. He's from London. He was a cockney, you know what I mean? It's like,
he just walked across the street, and they ran him over and hacked him, and then they were nice and polite to the people who were taking
whatever,
the
it really, really happened. That really
I know
happened.
What happened.
That man lost his life. Those two women over his body risked their lives, even though he was already dead. You know, and now it's this big conspiracy that it didn't happen. It was the MI5 or MI6 or bloody whatever.
It's the same thing with the Sandy Hook children.
Takes everything away
from people saying all this stuff. And these children weren't even bodies anymore. They were just piles of meat. And, you know, you're talking about little 3, 4, 5-year-old kids. you know, look at a five-year-old kid and how tiny and delicate they are, and you hit them multiple times with that sort of weapon, five or six times, they're coming apart. There's nothing left. They're exploding.
Up.
They're going all over the place.
Oh, guys, stop.
Okay, well, that's what is happening. And then these conspiracy people come in here and just belittle all that and just they're just show me the pictures. And then when you do show them the pictures, oh, it's fake. I mean, you know, it's just fuck you. You know, that's all I got to say. Sorry I dropped an F-bomb, but
what insanity, you know? What insanity.
And that's the world we live in. These people, you know, they follow people like Alex Jones and Vinnie Eastwood and a lot of these just these people that feed off of people's fear. And they just put all this stuff in their heads.
But they act like there's no terrorists in the world, that all these boogeymen are not real. It's all the government. It's all the Illuminati. It's all some kind of order. It's all some sort of structure. It's almost replaced religion in the sense that it gives everything some, you know. But it's ridiculous. It's just my
opinion. The Illuminati, do people not even look at history? Do people even not know where that came
Hitler's
from?
Hitler's still alive and living with a black woman, you know.
Those people were taken down and butchered by the various governments, and how these people to continue to talk about science and theorize outside the church, they had to go into serious hiding. They were literally
deep underground, yeah.
Deep, changing their names. Getting rid of, you know, their families, breaking up. Okay, because
speaking in codes and signs and ciphers and symbols.
Right. These people were effing slaughtered. The actual real Illuminati was slaughtered by the church. They raided one house and got a book that had all these people's names in it, all these scientists and doctors and lawyers from different countries. And they went out, just like Night of the Long Knives that Hitler, you know, did, and they just slaughtered every one of them. They burnt them alive. They quartered them. They didn't just put them in jail. They murdered them, all of them. Okay? you know, there's always a boogeyman. And there's always a dumbass to believe that there's a boogeyman. And that's why these people exist. They exist just to be afraid. They serve no purpose to themselves or to society. Well, maybe they pay taxes. Whoopee frickin' shit. But these people were conceived through anal sex. Sorry. But, you know.
Wow, you can do that?
Well, apparently you can. And, you know, they are, they're just scared little things is what they
little
are.
Little things.
They're not, I don't even.
There certainly is plenty to be scared of.
Sure. And then, you know, the only thing that I do when I deal with them is that I torment them when I get into an argument with them. I just torment them, and it's so much fun. Because they got nothing. They got nothing. These people have nothing. And you have to remember that no matter what they say, they may have one level of something that they think, that they put everything that they have into that little piece of information. And once you discredit that, or once you make them feel stupid, then it's gone. I got called a Satanist and a Freemason, loving Satanist whatever from somebody, because I said, do you know anything about history and why these founding fathers come over here? Because they were trying to be Freemasons or be free whether they weren't Freemasons, but they were critical thinkers, and the church was going around and putting them in jail and killing them, doing whatever. Britain, the king was doing it too, because he didn't want these people running around causing dissent and making people think for themselves, you know, to question the king and the church. So they got in a goddamn boat, and they come over here, and they started a country. And that Declaration of Independence, okay, if that was, you know, that was shown to people in Britain, and they lost their minds. Oh, my God. People can worship as they want. People can say what they want. They can bear arms. Those all came from critical thinkers and effing Freemasons. Get over it. We were not born on a Christian. We were not a Christian nation. These people wanted as far away. They wanted away from religion so bad, they went across a frickin' ocean and started their own country.
Yeah, Tom DeLay was just recently in the news saying that the Constitution was inspired and written by God like the Bible.
Well, you know something? That would make sense.
Took a second.
God actually giving doing good things in that, other than discrimination. You know, we can go down that road.
Yeah.
You know, but Tom DeLay is...
Well, the point being that it's, you're right, it's not a Christian nation. It's not in any shape, way, manner, or form a Christian nation. It's a nation that early on decided it'd be a very good idea to draw a very thick black line between church and state. And exactly. As long as we adhered to that, man, our nation was had a vitality, and it was we got to the moon, for God's sakes.
Listen,
you know, with that kind of behavior.
Yeah, but as soon as those guys died, all of that became corrupted.
Yeah.
You look at Manifest Destiny. Manifest Destiny was strictly an Anglo thing. There was no Manifest Destiny if you were Mexican, Native American, Irish, Chinese. Chinese miners, they weren't even allowed to walk openly on the streets. They had to get around town through tunnels that they dug. You know, I mean, you wouldn't talk about this nation's been effed up for a long, 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 long time.
Well, it certainly got no help from. I was just going to say that it got no help from Ronald Reagan when he invited the crazies into the party of Lincoln and turned it into the party of Jefferson Davis.
Yeah. Yes. I don't care if you're religious. I don't care what you believe. Do not legislate it and make it law and make it something that I have to adhere to.
Amen, brother.
F you. Keep it in your house. Keep it in your church. You know, if you want to spread your word, want to stand on the sidewalk and preach, then preach, brother. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's great that somebody can go do that.
In direct contradiction to the advice of Jesus Christ, who said, pray in a closet.
Right. You know?
Those guys are all about hypocrisy, though.
And all these people that follow people like Stan Romanek, Stephen Greer, Hoagland, Sean David Moore, I could go on.
Let's make sure we mention Dr. David Jacobs.
Yes, they're no different. They're no different from these people trying to they're no different than the conspiracy people, these horrible, ugly people. They're no different from the Ted Cruz's and these ugly, ugly politicians. They're just ugly. They're just scum. They're effing scum. They are the bottom feeders of this planet. It doesn't matter if you're academia, if you're UFO. These people are a cancer, and just there's we can talk about it. We could hold a dinosaur bone in front of someone's face and say, "Look, here's a dinosaur bone. It existed. It's real. You can touch it." But God put that there to test my faith. And then you can say, it's going to change that. And I'm like, I'm not saying anything. I'm showing you a freaking bone.
Well done.
Here, it's right here. It's right here. You don't need faith about dinosaurs because they're right here. You can go into the ground. You can go into your yard and dig something up, you know. I guarantee you'll find something older than 6,000 years, but it doesn't matter.
Famous philosopher John Amos Comenius said that untested faith is valueless.
It is. To just wake up one day and say, my faith trumps anything that's out there, without earning that faith, without walking a walk, and learning about life, and then coming to different conclusions, to me, you're a worthless human being.
Amen, brother.
Nothing that you say has any value. I don't even care if you're right. It has no value. Zero. So if Lisa Romanek now all of a sudden wants people to feel sorry for her because her husband is a pedophile, tough shit.
Oh, boy, that's got to be a rough road to hoe for anybody.
I don't care. I have no pity for you. You have lied and milked and defrauded people for years. You have taken people's beliefs, people that hold, in alien life, and these people, whether they've had experiences or not, they want to share the experience. They want it so bad. They want this experience so bad. It's no different than being in a religion. They want to feel it so bad that they will cling to Stan and Lisa, and they know this, and they continually raped them. It is. It's rape is what it is.
Now, what do they say about what do they
Sorry,
say about
it's
karma?
Emotional rape.
Karma's a bitch, they say, I think.
Karma is a mofo. And, that's just the way it is. I'm sorry. I mean, if people view me as being a prick or whatever, hey, that's okay. You know, I've been lied to and manipulated. My ex-wife, she faked cancer twice to get on me and get money from me, and she did all this stuff. You know, I just don't have any room left for forgiveness for a lot of these people. It's definitely not for Stan and Lisa. Definitely not for David Jacobs. You know, definitely not for these Alex Jones and the Hoaglands, and I want them all to just go down in flames. And I want them to continue to burn and feel the pain. I'm serious, man.
Wow, dude.
I want them gone. I want them to suffer because they have done nothing but lie and cheat and BS people. They are literally stealing, you know, not only their money, but they are these people that are emotionally attached to what they say. You know, it's no different than Jim Jones, except, you know, they're not eating a pill. Well, not yet. Well, some people did eat pills, you know.
Yeah, that's
right. Look at Heaven's Gate. I mean, people do this stuff. You know, when you go around saying that there's a UFO or an asteroid is a Death Star, like Hoagland continued to say up until recently, taking a fuzzy picture. Oh, look, here's the, you know, here's where the where the cannons are, and you know, it's just,
yeah.
And, you know, everybody believed it.
Yeah, weird thing about Hale Bopp, though, is that it was still, without a doubt, the absolutely strangest bolide that ever punched through this solar system. Man, it was doing strange things.
It had its own satellite.
I think it did, too. I think it did, too. But it was doing strange outgassing things out beyond the orbit of Jupiter that it wasn't supposed to be doing. I mean, there's a whole list of things that was really peculiar about that comet. And no big mirror, big telescope pictures of it either. The only pictures that you can find are pictures that were made with a telescope 10 inches or less. Oh, I'm sorry, 3 inches or less. No, I don't have that right. I think it was 10 inches or less, but I'm not sure. Small telescope is what I'm saying. Peculiar comet.
Sure. And being peculiar does not mean an alien invasion.
Well,
it does
Ellen
not mean you should be killing yourself. What it is that the universe is a weird-ass place. A lot of crazy crap happens. A lot of stuff going on out there beyond your self-centered, fear-based.
Not only stranger
mentality.
Than we imagine, but stranger than we can imagine. Yeah.
Just look at the sky and think about all the ancient societies and all the ancient civilizations that looked up to that sky and built pyramids around a frickin' star, and, you know, and temples around. It's very, very, it's very humbling. And I said this on the last show. It's a very humble experience to go out there and just stare at Orion's Belt and think about that stuff. Nobody does that. They sit in here on their on the internet. They sit on the internet and just I don't know, go crazy. You know, listen, it's 9:06, and I've been running my big fat mouth for 2 hours.
Doing a good job of it, though.
So, Alfred, I appreciate you being on, man.
I enjoyed it. I had a good time, and I hope to get to come back sometime.
Anytime.
You're more than welcome to come on here. You're more than welcome anytime you want to come on and just shoot the shit or. There's a guest we have you want to talk to. You're more than welcome to be on here. Just say the word and you're in, man.
Oh, Big Ten 4. Looking forward to it then.
All right. Sasha, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I took everything.
It makes a change. It's not normally me. I could do a show on my own, I think.
Oh, yeah. We get into abduction stuff. Forget it. You'll hear two sentences out of me. So
I'm not because you haven't got anything to say. It's because I don't stop talking.
So thanks for listening to our insane ramblings.
Yeah.
I hope you got something out of it, or if you want to bitch at me or Sasha or Alfred.
Please direct yourself to the Citizen Sane Facebook page.
Yeah, man, just go there and just let us have it. And we can have a great conversation if you want to, a non-hostile conversation. If you don't agree with me, then I'll be more than happy to sit and have a conversation with you.
I too can be found. Come find me.
Find Alfred. He's amazing. Oh, and I hope your UFO blog stays safe because it's so funny. I'll be all right.
You know what, Alfred? I'll read some of your posts, and I'll read some of your blog posts, and I'll have to read it like 17 times to understand what, you know, everything that you're talking about. You're just such
a... Yeah, but dude, it's all there, isn't it? You know? I mean, there's a lot of information. There's a lot going on, and it's all there and told in a language that is...
unique way.
Well, I mean, it's the right words is what I'm saying. You know, I mean,
it's, I love that.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a severe ADD person. So, like when Alfred puts out a new blog post, I know to not just read it once, to continue to read it. And there's other things out there that people post that, you know, because with ADD, I mean, you're just bing, you're just skipping along like a rock on a lake, you know. So
you know, I'll tell you what I can say about my stuff. It's a song. They're all songs. They can be played again.
Yes, and they're relevant.
Said,
10 years ago,
I said to Alfred that he's like a witch doctor with words. Just
throws them on the floor and then magically form
these little
sentences that make my brain feel better.
I read that every time I go to the page. That was one of the nicest, coolest things that's ever been said about
me. Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, his pen is like a wand, and he whips it in the air, and a little pixie dust comes out, and he just starts writing. And it's just magic. All right, Alfred, I love you.
Me too,
We'll talk soon, man. And Sasha,
we'll good talking to you.
And you too. It's been too long. You were actually one of the first guests where you were with
Frank Frischino.
Frank Frischino,
Need to have him back on. But we got to go, so Joe doesn't.
That's 10-4. I'll hang up now. Goodbye, everybody, and nice talking to you guys.
All right.
Bye,
goodbye, everybody. We love you, and thanks for listening.
Joe's got to go get drunk now because it's Mardi Gras. Good night, everybody.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.
This internet station sounds great on your computer, but you don't want to sit around on your butt all day. You're on the move, and you need your music. This station is linked with a mobile broadcast network, which makes it possible for you to hear your favorite internet broadcasts live on your cell phone, anytime, anywhere. Get connected. Go to www.mymbn.com. The mobile broadcast network is brought to you exclusively by Access Voice.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70